So our listener Kaylee is newly engaged, wrestling with her fiance's past and their wedding day, and the fact that she feels like her wedding dress isn't going to actually be her wedding dress. Let's dive in.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey.
First of all, I have to say I'm such a huge fan. I've only been listening for a year, but I feel like I've known y'all forever.
Welcome.
Love that.
Thank you.
Anyway, I recently got engaged and I couldn't be happier.
Nice.
My issue feels a little first world problem.
Okay.
Because I didn't come from money.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance's wealthy. He comes from money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he was engaged before, he actually purchased his fiance's wedding gown.
Okay.
They never ended up getting married because she cheated on him.
Okay. Okay.
So when the wedding was called off, he kept the gown because he paid for it. And guys, it is a $15,000 dress.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen a dress so expensive. It is gorgeous, and very little alterations need to be made for it to fit me perfectly.
Okay.
He actually wants me to wear it because he loves it too.
Okay.
It's beautiful, and in any other setting, I would die to have a dress like this.
Okay.
But I have a few issues. One, he's seen it already. I'm traditional when it comes to the dress being revealed on the big day.
Okay.
It was handpicked by and for another woman, his ex. And several of my friends and family say that's a bad omen.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. Like I said, this feels a little like first world problem because I understand the privilege, but I want to make everyone happy here and recognize my own feelings too.
Mm.
So thanks for any help you can give, Kaylee.
I do understand this dress was picked out
by someone else.
By his ex. Who cheated on him?
Sure. She never got to wear it, though.
Well, she wore it.
Not for
she
the
tried
ceremony.
It on. No, she didn't.
She didn't wear it in public. No one else saw it. So.
Okay.
That said.
Yes.
We spray some Lysol on it.
Spray some Lysol
on it. You
want to
sage away some bad juju? And we wear that dress, girlfriend, because dang!
What does a $15,000 wedding dress look like?
I don't know. It just looks like fabulousness. She probably looks like a princess in it. Probably amazing. Designer. It's the kind of things that you see on Say Yes to the Dress. The TLC show. It's probably that. It's probably a gown you never even dream that she could wear on her big day.
Flawless construction, high quality fabrics, exquisite hand detailing.
I would say, thanks, girl, to the previous lady and be like,
wow.
I'm going to wear that and I'm going to look amazing. That's me, though.
That's Kelly.
That said, my dress was $800.
Yeah, my wife's was
$500. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked like a cake topper.
Okay.
You remember, it was very big. I thought I was going to wear like kind of an evening gown looking thing. Nope. It was like all these swoops, gathers, big old skirt, like lots of bead work. I looked like a cake topper.
And you wore
and
it.
I loved it.
Outside of your actual wedding, too.
I did. I've worn it several times. I wore it to bridal shows.
That's right.
I was emceeing.
It's the gift that keeps on
wore
giving.
It to bridal shows.
That's right.
Yep. I've worn it to Halloween as Glinda the Good Witch.
All right, so beyond, I think it's just like maybe getting over the thought for her.
The bad omen,
that may be
mentality
that
our friends and family
and so
are
maybe,
telling her about.
Maybe you can't relate exactly because you didn't have a $15,000 wedding dress that you're trying to decide, but I'm sure that there was something similar maybe that you can relate to. On a scale, and how did you overcome it?
We've been down this road with, like, a ring.
The ring.
That's been used before.
Yeah.
And I agree, because that's something you wear for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And this is one day.
Okay.
Let's be fabulous.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your experience with something like this. Maybe your thoughts on it. It's group therapy. That's what we do. Send a voice note or call or text, and we'll take some of those next on 99.7 DJX. All right, so our listener Kaylee is in a spot here with group therapy on 99.7 DJX. She is the recipient, perhaps, of a $15,000 wedding dress that she doesn't want to wear, necessarily.
Because it was purchased for and another bride that didn't wear it.
The other bride even picked it out.
Yep.
And her fiance's like,
ex-fiance.
I love it. Why don't we wear it?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that are like, okay, well, first of all, you're like, hey, just spray it with Lysol, wear it.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
Get
over that.
Get rid of the bad juju. Sure. It's a fabulous dress, and it sounds like it looks fabulous on you.
There are a lot of people who are bringing up the fact, hey, if he's got money, why is it an issue? Just say, hey, let's find something that I love, too. And the fact that it's got a $15,000 price tag is his problem, not yours.
Okay.
That's
all
a
right.
thought about that. Lisa rolls in and says, Kelly, I rarely say this, but you gotta stop.
Listen.
There's no thought to this. This is your wedding. You deserve the dress that you are comfortable in.
But she said it's a gorgeous dress and under any other circumstances, she would die to wear it.
True. She did say that.
She did say that.
She did say that.
A lot of people are suggesting try to resell it and use that money towards a dress that she wants. Like, you could put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Now,
but I don't know if people are spending $15,000 on a dress on Facebook Marketplace.
What's the most expensive thing you've bought on a Facebook Marketplace?
Probably the $400 on the outdoor furniture I didn't get.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome. You are a fan of...
I've had a lot of success.
Buying things sight unseen.
I furnished an entire room in my house from Facebook Marketplace finds.
Yeah.
I've done well there. I've sold things on Facebook Marketplace. Occasionally, you get taken.
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
Occasionally, you do. We did get a text from a listener, and I can't find the text now, but she sent a photo of what a $15,000 wedding dress looks like. So that's kind of awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's Lily.
Yeah, and she was like, look, bought this back in 2019. Beyonce still hasn't seen the dress. We're getting married next year.
Okay, that's awesome.
That is
she's
a long,
like,
long engagement.
It is, but it's going to be worth it. Given the information, I personally would not be wearing a dress from his ex. I specifically bought it because it was me.
Yeah.
It represented everything I felt inside when I looked at him, and I wanted him to look at me in it and see what I see.
Ah.
And in hindsight, he probably feels the exact same way, but the dress is an artistic expression of it.
Okay, so if our listener Kaylee is feeling that,
yeah,
then that may be kind of what she's like trying to overcome.
Other suggestions. Is there a way you can alter it enough to kind of put your own twist on it?
Mm.
Put your own flair on it. It still is, you know,
I mean, ultimately,
overall an amazing dress,
we,
but you can
only
make it your own.
Ultimately, we can only suggest a path forward for
right.
you. This is going to be something that you have to just figure
right.
out, okay, what's the best option and go with it.
Right.
If it's a beautiful dress and you can kind of get over the fact that the ex actually picked it out.
Sure.
And she's seen your fiance.
Well, the fiance's seen it.
Fiance's
and
seen
that
it,
was,
yes.
She's a traditional with, you know, not wanting to be
if
the
you
big
can get
reveal
over
as she's
that,
walking down the aisle.
Then great. If,
yeah.
if you can't, there are plenty of people, especially who are suggesting online and on text that you can, you should have the dress that you want because it's your day.
It's your day.
And
if you,
you
want to start fresh, you know, your own path, your own story with fiance with,
yeah,
with nothing
exactly.
from the past being a part of it.
Then he should be able to understand that.
Right.
So, all right. That's, I think, the best we can do for you right now.
Yeah.
That's...
But let us know what you do.
Sure. That's group therapy.